mix. You can see these pets at KBOE.com by clicking on Adopt a Pet, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and the Hills Science Diet. For more information on these pets, call 620-340-6345 or visit PetFinder.com.
And welcome to the Emporia Showcase on KVOE. Good morning. It is 8:22. The Emporia Showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
It's never too early to start saving at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. ESFCU offers a variety of savings options for special occasions in your life. Get ready for Christmas shopping, put money away for next year's vacation, or start a rainy day fund. All of these and more available at ESFCU.com or text or call today, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
And welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase on KVOE. Ron Thomas hosting and here with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing good. So far, so good. School started this week.
Well, last week.
You've been here about
like
a week, yeah.
We talked about that. It's been a very, very positive start, the best start that we've had in years.
So you're about a week in totally then, right? It's just about,
close,
yeah.
Getting close, yes.
All right, so good to hear that things are going well. USD 253, and we've got a great group of guests to introduce you to in just a little bit here on our Emporia Showcase for the month of August. And we always like to kick our program off with some hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. And Anderson, what do you have for us here this morning?
Well, you can call me Anderson.
Yeah, you're Anderson, yeah.
Well, yeah, when I know those names. So we've got a nice list here. We kicked off the 2024-2025 school year with our staff on Wednesday, August 7th, which was last week. We held our annual back-to-school convocation at Emporia State University. We would like to thank the ESU Plum Hall staff and Dr. Speedy, that theater professor who made Albert Taylor Hall available to us. We'd also like to thank the Emporia State Federal Credit Union for helping sponsor the breakfast, for joining us, and providing cash prizes to every single staff member. This is also a great opportunity to give a big shout-out of appreciation to the First United Methodist Church and their many community partners. This group, spearheaded by Dana Romer, delivered school supplies during the first 2 days of August for schools to distribute to all of our students, and this is such a wonderful gesture for all of our families and greatly appreciated.
That is a big deal.
It is a big deal. They've done that for years, so that's been amazing.
Yeah, that is an incredible project that they do. A lot of work goes in, and that helps a lot of students, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. They plan that for months, actually the year even before.
Yeah.
We are also excited to continue our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas again this year for our after-school care program. They offer after-school care at all of our 6 elementary schools. If there's any families who are still in need of after-school care for their students, please contact Boys and Girls Club website and register your student as soon as possible. We know that our school sites still have available spots, and for more information, call Whitney Johnson at 316-889-5406. And then we're kicking off the school year with our fall sports, who began practice yesterday. It was great to see so many of our student athletes and coaches out preparing for the upcoming season, and we want to wish them the best and hope for a successful season. And then just in this morning, the Kansas Department of Commerce announced their 2024 Next Gen Under 30 winners. Both Lillian Lingenfelter, who is our board president and a social studies teacher in the Burlington School District, and Tabitha Granado, who is one of our special education teachers at Timmerman Elementary, were winners in the education K-12 category. And if anybody wants to go on that website, we have Emporia well represented in different areas. They were two of the top 12 winners in that area. Congratulations to both of them. And then always, we like to provide a construction update. We're not going to do these for much longer, Ron.
I'm going to miss this, Allison.
There you are. William Ellen White Elementary is currently 47% complete. As of July 30th, the summer renovation work in the administrative office space, teacher workroom, kindergarten classrooms, library, northwest classrooms, and the west parking area are now basically complete. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's final inspection for the summer work was positive, and the city gave us a temporary certificate of occupancy. In the new addition, the high wind shelter slab on the deck has been installed, and the exterior framing and sheathing are finished. The air barrier installation is underway, with roofing getting started last week, and the interior framing is 95% complete.
I just love that. 47%, not 46, 47% complete.
Thank you to McCown Gordon for their very precise percentages.
You know, they don't miss much.
They don't. Yeah, so we're thankful for that.
They've done a great job. So, all right, looking forward to that update, as we do every month here on the Emporia Showcase with Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Well, let's get to our showcase program, the meat of our program this morning. We'd like to welcome in, we've got Brent Burns, Emporia High School Assistant Principal, Marquis Scott, Emporia Middle School. He has the band work there. Emily Magana, Walnut Elementary School, and Amelia Gonzalez, Jones Early Childhood Education Center. Brent, let's start with you. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I appreciate
Brent, it. Yeah, Brent's the assistant principal at Emporia High School. So far, so good this year?
It's been really good. I'm really excited. We had our Jumpstart last week, had an activity fair, and talking to a lot of my sponsors, they were just overwhelmed with how many kids were signing up that were interested. Some of the different activities that we have. So our freshmen kind of came out in force, and they were signing up for everything. I think we had two pages of people that might be interested in wanting to be Charlie the Spartan, which is our mascot. So that's going to be a task trying to narrow that down to figure out who's going to end up having that honor, you know. But
well, it's good there's competition there,
absolutely,
right?
That's what I said. So I was really excited to kind of see all the ones that were coming out. Had another guy come up. He's like, wow, I was only expecting to maybe have like 20 kids, and I had 70 kids that said they were interested. So trying to kind of figure out what that looks like. But, you know, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
so I'm okay with that.
Good to see the interest.
Absolutely.
In no doubt about it. So good numbers at the high school then?
Yeah.
Pending this year?
Yeah. So as things are kind of coming up this year, we've got our back-to-school dance. That's going to be the Friday, so students are pretty excited. That's 8 to 10. It's $5 for students to come in. It's only for EHS students, but they're really excited to kind of get to come back and kind of get their feet wet, especially our freshmen get to kind of see something different, a little bit different than what they saw, you know, as a middle school student. And then we have homecoming, which is next month. Homecoming is going to be the September 27th is the game, and then the dance will be the following evening on Saturday, the 28th.
And that's just the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we've got a lot of things that are going on. We also have a couple of different old classes that are wanting to come in. I know the class of 2004 wants to come in and take a tour of the building. We have another group that's doing their 50th reunion this year. They want to come in and kind of take a tour of the building also. I just got a call 2 days ago from the class of 2014. So it's kind of nice to see that we have a lot of Spartans that are wanting to kind of come back and tour the building and kind of see the high school again. So that's something that our Stuco group kind of does those tours on those Saturdays to kind of take them around and show them around the building so people kind of see their old stomping grounds and how things have changed in the high school. Because even though maybe it's been 10 or 20 years, there's definitely been some updates and some renovations that have happened.
You have had renovations out there.
Absolutely. We just got all of our carpet redone. It looks so much better. The students came in, and some of them are like, what's new? I can't tell. And just look down.
And the gym is repainted, the main gym.
Yes, absolutely. Amazing. The varsity gym is completely finished and repainted. We have the scoreboard from last year. The entire floor has been completely redone.
The band and science rooms too out there.
Absolutely, yeah. So you know that science wing. If you haven't checked it out, I always recommend anyone to come in. It is absolutely beautiful. There's some wonderful science learning stairs where students can kind of go out there and either do some studying or actually a teacher can do a full class because we can actually pull down a projector as well. So it's a really nice learning space, kind of like a flex learning space, so to speak.
Well, Brent, how long you been here, USD 253?
So it's my third year working for USD 253. I started off as a special education coordinator in the co-op, had some duties here in Emporia, but also Chase County, and then last year was my first year as an assistant principal at Emporia, and I'm really happy to be here for year two, and I plan on staying for a while. I really enjoy myself here. We have an amazing team at EHS and at the district office. My daughter, who's an eighth grader, just started the middle school. She came out also, so she's really excited. Next step will be to find a house. I just need those interest rates to come down a little bit. But
it's happening bit by bit.
I agree.
But, in the right direction.
But my wife and I have definitely been looking already. We love it out here, so we plan on staying for a while. It's been really great. So I appreciate it.
You mentioned your wife and your child. So a little bit about your history. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school?
I was an Army brat, so moved all over the place. Spent a little time in Alabama when I was a little kid. Was in Germany for 8 years, two different stints, so 4 years apiece. Lived in a house that was older than the United States. It was built in the 1600s, so that was kind of neat. It definitely, Europe makes antique different. That's for sure.
A little history there,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Finished high school out in Denby High School, which is out in Southeast Virginia, Newport News, Virginia. And ended up moving out to the Kansas City area in about 2005. I was a non-traditional student, so I didn't start school until I was, 27, 28 years old, first-generation college grad, and I've never looked back. It's been absolutely wonderful. Got my undergrad at KU, still live in Lawrence right now, so I'm doing the trek back and forth. But like I said, the house is the next step just to get out here. But I couldn't ask for a better place.
Well, great to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in here this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Nicely done. Let's welcome Marquise Scott. Marquise, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Doing good here. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you are with the band director at the middle school?
Yes. I share the position with Mr. Grant Perkins, and we tag team, and he comes over from the high school midway through the day to help out with the beginning bands, and it's been a great help. He's been really fundamental in showing me the ropes, as this is my second year here, so it's been really great to get to know everyone on the team and in the district.
That was, you kind of answered my second question. How long you been here? So 2 years now, second year?
This is my second year here in Emporia. 11th year teaching. I spent 9 years at the lower elementary in a wonderful place called Lyons, Kansas.
Okay.
Shout out to Park School and the lovely staff there. What a wonderful crew it was. And I take all those lessons I learned with me everywhere I go.
So what brought you here to Emporia then?
My wife, my family, her family specifically, and just coming back to Emporia. I did go to school here, so it's just, it was a really good opportunity that arose, and I took it.
So Emporia State grad then?
Yes, sir.
So
Stingers up.
Stingers up. Well, that's good. And so what has you excited about year number two here and the bands at the middle school?
Ooh, well, year number two is going to pose a lot of good changes. The first year was like really just dipping my toes in, seeing what we can accomplish, and they touched the moon. So now we're going to shoot for Mars. Yeah, I want to really push the bands this year, get them ready for a higher level high school and collegiate plan, really make some good connections with the college here, and shoot for some upward mobility in the departments. And I'm really excited to be working with Glenn Woolard at the high school. He's been an amazing mentor and helper for the bands. So I'm just excited for the direction we're going.
Yeah, I mean, quite a history in the music department at Emporia High School. And you work pretty closely, too, I understand, with the music department up at Emporia State, do you not?
Yes, I am currently a member of the clarinet choir. I'm a community clarinet choir member. We're actually meeting tonight to have some clarinet fun. So if you're a clarinet player and would like to just jam with us and some community members, that's available at 4 o'clock today at Emporia State University. That's a good plug for me, I think.
Nice. would that be Dawn McConkey up there?
Oh, yes, yeah. Dawn McConkey, and she's going to spearhead it. You can help us pick music and shoot your ideas out, because it's just a community effort. And we just came back from Dublin, Ireland for ICA, and that was a really amazing experience.
Wow.
And next year is going to be hosted in San Antonio, so if you're really serious about playing clarinet, please come out and join us.
So what about your middle school numbers? A lot of kids involved in band?
Yes, I have kind of lost count of numbers.
That's good.
We went from about 80-something members last year total throughout the whole bands to now we're like about 90-95.
Wow,
that's some good numbers. Lots of new sixth graders coming in, so we're just super excited for the program's direction.
What's the favorite instrument out there?
My favorite instrument to play is, I have to say, clarinet, because that's that's my instrument of choice. I double on trumpet, which my professor hates, and I do play all the other woodwinds, and I'm dipping my toes in learning flute and trombone for my beginners, because we want to show them that we can do it so they can do it. So,
well, good, great numbers. Well, Marquise, thanks. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for being here this morning, and I hope you have a great year.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Sounds like you will. Nice plug in there. I'm sure Don will be. In fact, Don's going to be in here in a couple of weeks to bring some students in for a little impromptu concert on KVOE.
I'll be listening.
Yes. We're looking forward to that. Well, thanks, Marquise. Emily Magana. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming in to join us here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Walnut Elementary Student Support Specialist. Well, first, what is a student support specialist? What does your job entail?
I wear many hats in our school. So my background is in school counseling. So I do a lot of the counseling groups. I push into classrooms when I'm able to teach social-emotional lessons. And I'm kind of running around helping with teachers with if there's any, just we need to talk to students, maybe some any behaviors that might be going around. I help our admin, Jamie Dakin, a lot too with doing PD for teachers, helping kind of plan that stuff and doing trainings for our staff as well. So I do a lot, and I love what I do.
Yeah, so pretty diverse then, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. You enjoy wearing that many hats?
I do. I like to be busy, and you know, I went into education because I don't like every day to be the same, and it's definitely not. So
anything but that.
Yes.
Huh? Anything but that. So school, you're off to a good start.
Yes, it's been great. I was telling them, I was like, I was in such a good mood all last week. I could feel the like energy in our school. It was very positive. Everyone seemed to be super excited to be back. So I think it's going to be a great year. I'm excited.
Well, what about Emily? What about a little bit about your history? Where did you grow up? Go to school.
So I actually grew up here in Emporia. Okay. That's why I did a little cheer when you said class of 24, because that is, I'll have my 10-year reunion this fall.
Gotcha.
And I stayed for ESU, so I went and got my undergrad in elementary education, and I stayed, and I actually started my career with Emporia. So I taught kindergarten for 3 years. I left and came back and went to ESU and got my master's in school counseling, and this will be year two as a school counselor, student support specialist at Walnut.
So what prompted you, Emily, to get involved in education?
Well, I was told from a young age that I was going to be an educator, and I told everyone I wasn't. And then I went to college, and I was undecided, and I was like, you know, I realized I do have a passion for this. I do love children, and especially just the little ones. So I still have a special place in my heart for my kindergartners. And so, yeah, I got pulled back, and I don't think I could ever leave it.
So USD 253, good place to be?
Yes, for sure, for sure. I feel like I've had so many opportunities to continue to grow, not just professionally, but within the community as well. So it's been amazing.
Well, thanks for all you do. We appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
Doing a great job with the kids, and we're fortunate to have you here in the school district doing such a good job. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
Emily Magana, Walnut Elementary Student Support Specialist. And now let's say good morning to Amelia Gonzalez, Jones Early Childhood Education Center Early Childhood Teacher. That is a long title, Amelia.
It is. It's really fun. But how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, let's talk about your responsibilities at Jones Early Childhood Education Center.
It depends on the day, honestly. a lot goes on in a preschool classroom. But I'm half SPED and half just a general education teacher. And so I get a lot of kiddos that have never been to school before. And so it's really just teaching those foundational skills to those little kiddos.
I bet it's probably something you like to see, the growth. You could probably see a lot of growth throughout the year.
Yes, just almost daily. They come in not really knowing what to expect, and then just giving them routines and expectations. They get the hang of it real fast, and then by the end of the year, they're ready for kindergarten.
That's really a nice facility you have at the Jones Early Childhood Education Center, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, the building is new to us. I think we're going on year three, and there are so many things to do. We have just safe spaces for kiddos, and we have little hallways where they have little like stairs, I guess, that they can use for concerts or just reading. We use it as like a flex space. So I take my kiddos out there. We make posters. Our playground's really neat. It really accommodates a lot of the students, all students that we have in the building.
So has it been a pretty good first week out there?
It really has. I was telling them it has been a really great start. I got a lot of kiddos that had never been to school. Like, we have a threes program and a fours program, and so sometimes those threes come to us. And I got a lot of friends who had never been to school, and they are just adjusting really well. I think it's going to be a great year.
Well, let's learn a little bit more about Amelia Gonzalez. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school?
I grew up here in Emporia. Okay. I've lived here my entire life. I went through Emporia Public Schools, and so it was really nice to have those teachers positively impact me, and doing what I do now, I can impact students. I had a couple interviews in different districts, but Emporia just seemed like the perfect fit. It just feels like home.
So do you go to ESU then?
I did go to ESU, and then right now I'm currently continuing my education at Wichita State online.
Okay. So more education, huh?
Yeah, I love learning. I want to instill that into my kiddos as well.
So how long have you been with USD 253 then?
10 years, actually. Okay. I started as a para, and then after that, I moved into a substitute teacher position, and I really just fell in love with Emporia USD 253. And then once I graduated, I started teaching at Jones, and I've been there for 5 years, my first year with the threes, and then I'm going on year four with the fours.
Well, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Kids getting off to a good start. That's exciting.
Yes.
And it's nice to hear that, you know, the passion in your voice, too.
Yes.
You know, for what you do, certainly enjoy it. Well, it was nice to meet you, Amelia. Thanks for coming in here this morning.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, Amelia Gonzalez, Jones Early Childhood Education Center, early childhood teacher. So far, so good.
Oh, we are Allison? Kicking it off to a great start. We're very excited.
Well, and thank you for coming in here this morning.
Always. Thank you for having us.
And, you know, you really set the scene as Dr. Harder was with us in studio the first day of class. And that was the morning of the monsoon-like rain. That Allison, I stood out the front door waiting to get in, left her out there.
It was all part of the plan, right?
One small umbrella and 5 inches of rain.
Well, I tell you that every time I come, it rains. And so when I was walking in the parking lot, I'm like, oh, no, it is going to rain again today.
And it was really raining.
It was really raining.
Well, we appreciate your effort.
Thank you.
100% from the superintendent. There you go. She was not to be denied getting here that morning. Well, thanks to all of you for coming in. Brent Burns, Emporia High School Assistant Principal. Marquise Scott, Emporia Middle School Bands. Emily Magana, Walnut Elementary School Student Support Specialist. Amelia Gonzalez, Jones Early Childhood Education Center, Early Childhood Teacher. And, of course, Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent, USD 253. We'll look forward to having you here next month.
Thank you. Allison, thank you. Have a great week.
Always great to talk to you. Our Emporia Showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226. It's 843.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new